I will read you a little sun story. Dayo said to Genshu, Dayo is the master, Genshu is the disciple. Since ancient times, the enlightened ones who is appearing in this world relied just on their own fundamental experience to reveal something of what is just before us. So we see them knocking chairs and raising whips, hitting the ground and brandishing sticks, beating drums or rolling balls. He continued, even this is so, my dear Genshu, you have been traveled all over and spent such a long time in different monasteries. Don't worry about such old calendar days as these I mentioned. Just go by the living road and you see on your own, going east, going west, like a hawk sailing through the sky. In a blink of an eye, you cross over to the other side. That is the art of meditation, in a blinking of an eye. It's very difficult to practice it. You have to have the right energy field around. Then it's very easy. And that's why people always been going to monasteries, to gurus, to seeking. Because it's very difficult to find your inner self, your home, your peace, by yourself. Almost impossible, because there's so many disturbances in this world. And you're so used to looking outside, and it's such an old habit to get lost. That is very difficult to come back to yourself. And only by focusing, by resting with yourself, can you find that which is always at rest, still, peaceful, silent. So Dayo, he says, since ancient times the enlightened ones who appears in this world rely just on their own fundamental experience to reveal something of what is before us. This is always the problem with the enlightened ones, because they can just do or try in different ways to share. But how can you share something that you cannot see, you cannot touch, you cannot smell? It's very difficult. Only if you have some longing. Only if you are ready to trust something that is beyond what you see. Even in the ordinary world, how can you explain how an apple tastes if somebody asks who have never tasted an apple? How can you explain it? What to say about meditation, about love, about silence, about enlightenment? It's impossible. But you can create the energy, and that is what the enlightened ones does. It's a certain kind of energy, a climate, that if you are longing for that, then it's very easy to tap into it. But even then, if it's a real enlightened person, then he or she will be unique, because it will be your expression of the beyond. And people's, they are so hung up in habits and ideas, in worldly ideas, how things are, who they are, what they have learned, what they have studied, what they have read. All this is keeping you away from the truth. Then also people have spiritual ideas, ideas about meditation, spirituality, enlightenment, gurus, religions. This also keeps you away from the truth. Because it's only in the mental head. It's not something you have experienced, and you can only experience the real by being real, by living it. So that's why all the masters have said, just drop all your ideas. That's the only thing that is needed. Get out of your own way. In 1,000 different ways they have tried, just to get you back into the moment. So you're not so tangled up with your whole story, your whole past, your idea, who you are, how things are. You have to free yourself and your energy, and especially the modern man, most of the energy is stuck in the head, in the thoughts, in the mind. It's never been so condensed before as it is now. So the first thing is to be aware, don't get entangled with your mind, with your thoughts, which is impossible to do by yourself. You have to be in, which is what is happening in satsang, that you get a glimpse how it is to be without thoughts, how it is to be in the moment, how it is to be clear, present, free. He says, since ancient times, the enlightened ones who appears in this world rely just on their own fundamental experience to reveal something of what is before us. It's just in front of you. That is the dilemma. All the enlightened ones know is just here, is just now. You have it. But you are so entangled in so many things, so many ideas, so many habits, that you can't see what is in front of you. You can't listen to the real. This is the dilemma. So, we see them knocking chairs, raising the whips, hitting the ground and brandishing sticks, beating the drums or rolling balls. This is the Zen tradition, which is great because they have been much more free than any other part in doing all kinds of crazy things. Every master is very unique. And nowhere else they have done all these things. They come up with all kinds of techniques. Like the disciple comes and asks, about meditation, about where's the Buddha, and he got a hit on the head. Where do you hear about that? Can you imagine Jesus doing that? It's shocking. But they know that you need a good hit. You need shock treatment because you are so asleep. What can you do? You at last, you are coming here and you're asking, but still you are asleep. So they say they've been hitting, they've been screaming, they've been lifting the sword, they've been lifting the whip, they've been beating you on the back, they've been throwing you out the window. All kinds of things that they do in the spur of the moment. So maybe you wake up. And also it's just a reminder that anybody you come to who is enlightened, you cannot have any ideas. Because if he's really enlightened, then he will be his own way. You cannot come, oh, that one, that Jesus said that, Buddha said that. This Zen master I had for 30 years did that. Who the fuck cares? No, you are here. The only way to get you out into the moment, which is the easiest way, is to fall in tune with somebody who is in the moment. That is what the master is there for. And to be that, you have to let go of all your past, all your ideas. They've been knocking chairs, raising whips, hitting the ground, screaming, brandishing sticks, beating drums, or rolling balls. All this is just to try to shake the disciple up. Even though this is so, my dear Ganshu, you have traveled all over and spent a long time in monasteries. Don't worry about such old calendar days as these I mentioned. He must be a ripe disciple. He has been to many monasteries. He's been traveling all over the country, meditating, studying, questioning, sleeping in all kinds of weird places. He's not the new one. And that's why the master is telling him this. Because to somebody who is new, you can't just tell the truth. They have to mature. Yeah, maybe you by chance came to satsang, maybe by chance you got sannyas. But you are not ripe, you're not ready to really be devoted to finding out who you are for meditation. You still have all your tendency, your habits. It takes time to cleanse yourself, to empty yourself. So to somebody who is totally raw, the master has to say something else. But this Ganshu, he has been traveling all over and spent long time in all kinds of monasteries. He's saying, no, it's enough is enough. This poor guy, he needs to wake up now. He needs to come home. No, he is ready. He has done all these things. He's been in the life. He has been, had the family. He has been working. He had friends. He had a wife. He had children. He had done everything. He's been recognized. And still, all of these promises from society didn't make you happy. No, he has been seeking, also meditating, traveling around. Still, he is not fulfilled. And only then receive it. Because he sees that this disciple now, he doesn't want anything else. He's not interested. He's ready. He's tired of all the bullshit, of all the dreams. He has lived his life. No, I want peace. He says, don't worry about such old calendar days as this I mentioned. And who cares about the old calendar? Nobody. You burn the old calendar. And that's what he says. All these things that you have done is as worth, much worth as an old calendar. All this aldea, all this monastery, all these techniques, just finish. Be here now. Don't think you have gained anything. You have to be total fresh now. Get rid of it. Just as you're throwing the old calendar. Just go by the living road you see on your own, going east, going west, like a hawk sailing through the sky. He's saying you have to trust yourself now. You have to turn in. Don't look outside. And maybe here, now is the right place. You stop. This is the right atmosphere to find yourself. You have to look. You just need the right climate. So you're undisturbed. And that's what a monastery, a Buddha field, a Sangha, an ashram is for. So you can devote all your energies to coming back home. Your whole life you've been so distracted by all these things outside, trying to find out who you are, trying to find fit into society, trying to be someone, trying, but never looking at who you really are. You have to come to a point where enough is enough. No, go on your own. The living road. It means you have to drop everything that is dead. And the whole past is dead. It's not here anymore. The living road is here and now. It starts now. It's here. And if anybody who is ripe comes to the living road, he will be very happy. He will not leave it because he's been on many dead roads. That is the difference from some immature seeker and an immature seeker. They don't know. It may take a long time before they find out that this is the real. Going east, going west, like a hawk sailing through the sky. He said, be free. Don't get chained down. And you're so used to having chains around your feet. All kinds of stupid things that you chain yourself to. All little things. Which you think is your responsibilities. Which is just your prison. And it's so difficult for you to cut those chains. Because if you cut them, if you just be free, then you have to behave free also then, which you are not used to. And this is how every country, every society is made up. They want to keep you just in a prison, get your image, your social security number. I'm a taxi driver, I'm a dentist, I'm so and so. And nothing wrong with being a dentist or a taxi driver. Both is needed, or garbage collector, or therapist, or whatever. Just don't be identified with it. But if you don't know your deeper self, then you will definitely be identified with that. Because you are shallow, then you will be identified with what is on the surface, because you haven't gone deep. It doesn't matter what you do if you are centered in yourself. And then nothing will give you any problems because you see. You are in touch with something that is deeper. You won't get identified with it. Whatever comes up in life, you have the clarity, your intelligence, the consciousness to deal with it. If you are lost in the little things, then you are lost in fear, in anger, in guilt, in your image, in what the family says, in even what the neighbor says, or what your grandmother says. All kinds of things the people have is very normal. No, be like a hawk sailing through the skies. In a blink of an eye, you cross over to the other side. In a blink of an eye is instant. And how come it can be so instant? Because it's always there. But you still need reminders because it's not your natural state yet. That you remember. You again and again get lost in all the dramas. Every time I have satsang, we have the retreat, it happens. And people are, so good. No, start waking up again. And then what happened then? How come you fall asleep when you're away? It takes time. It can happen in a blink of an eye, but it also can take a long time. May everybody be ready to fly like an eagle in the sky. Therefore, finally I sit down to write to you. I find so many excuses not to write. That is very normal, Prashanti. because the mind doesn't want to get looked at. You want to hide. But they can only get out of it if you look at it. You have to face it. That is the first step. Remember, the mind always wants to hide. And who is it that always wants to hide? That is the people who have done something naughty, who did something wrong. Some thieves, some bad people that lives in the shadows. And that is exactly how the mind is. It does not want to get looked at because it's very nasty. And it's a thief. It steals your whole energy. So that is normal. I find so many excuses not to write. I did not want to ask from desperation, but now I do. That is also good. Let it come to total desperation. Then maybe you are ready to listen. Because if you are ready, then what do you have to lose then? Nothing. So it can be a tremendous change. Now, everything is open now. Because sannyas is also, or it should be, a certain kind of debt. A debt to the old. A debt to the past. So that is all what you know. And all your problems come from the past. And that's what people, they are so full of problems, they can't deal with it, they have so much fear, they have so much anger, they have so much guilt, they can't sleep, they have all these problems. No, you can drop that and be happy, live free without your past. I did not want to ask from desperation, but no, I do. I'm so sorry I waited for the pain to be stronger than pride. Not wanting to bother you. I feel almost violent to put it out this clear. But why can't I sleep? Maybe you should go to one of those Zen masters I talked to you about and they will hit you in the head. Maybe that's the only thing you haven't tried. I tried so many therapies, acupuncture, and loads of medicine. I found some pieces of the puzzle, but also I just moved things from one place to another, not getting rid of it so very much, like the sand around the Lagoa in Ibirakera. That's how it is. The ocean does that. It moves the sand pleasantly there, and then it's there, and then it's there. But it's the same sand. It's like moving the furniture in your room. It's the same furniture, no? If you don't like the furniture, get them out. In the beginning, no, I don't know. Maybe it helps if you move it here. A little change for a few days. I tried so many therapies, acupuncture and loads of medicine. I don't know. Prashanti, I don't know, but I know that the whole world is more or less neurotic. That is just a fact. And this is some every seeker has to go through. Because when you start seeing the situation, it's not pleasant. Because you have been asleep, you haven't known what you have been doing. And that's why you find yourself in all kinds of weird situations. Then it's very tough to deal with it. Very tough. So you need intelligence and help to see the situation as it is. But never take it on a negative way. You can, oh my God, my life is such a mess. Oh, I have so much problem. No, see, no, you can see. And if you don't see it, then you can deal with it. So it's a great opportunity that now you can look at it. Why I can't sleep, I don't know, because I never had that problem. Unlike the old Sun Master said, they talk from their own experience. So that issue, I can't really help you with. But my feeling, which I've seen a lot, is that modern people, or in the society, they don't use their body enough. So if the body is not used, then you don't feel sleepy because it's too much mental energy. And we are not made for that. The bodies are made for doing something. So that might be something. I don't know in your situation. But I would say to go for a walk, go running, go jogging, go on the stepmaster, dance. You have to tire yourself, and then the body feels tired, then sleep comes easier. That is very natural. But we have lost almost everything that is natural. And then, because you are not moving, then the body doesn't really find its natural relaxation. Then you take medicine instead to sleep, and then it goes into a really vicious circle. Or at least do Kundalini, something that helps your physical energy to burn out a bit. You know, you can't sit on the computer all day and then just go to sleep, or you can maybe, but we get used to everything. But in your situation, you have a problem with it. Then also you say, I thought I lost sleep when our boys were born 7 and 3 years ago. But the other day when I tried to sit and just be, it dawned on me that I took the decision to sleep with one eye open. The humans are not made, the horses do that. The horses do that. But humans, you get really fucked because you're not the horse. You were that in your past life. You mix it up, be human now. The horses are really good. They stand, they're standing sleeping. And sometimes they get so sleepy, they're like this. Just sometimes they lay down where they feel safe. Then they lay down. And then you can see they dream also. It dawned on me that I took the decision to sleep with one eye open in fear of being left alone. I did this already 45 years ago. Then it's a very old habit. No, I'm so afraid of being alone, so I have to ask Hima to put me to bed and stay with me until I fall asleep, like with the children. We are all children. But we should be children when we are children. But all these things is, like I said, Prasanthi, almost everybody has some kind of neurosis. They are pretty fucked, if you see it from a clear standpoint, which I do. But I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's just that you have to take action and start living more natural, which is a big responsibility, because you might find yourself, like Talking Head said, in a beautiful house and with a beautiful wife, but this is not my beautiful wife and this is not my beautiful house. Like that. But that was that. I will play it for you another time. But many people wake up like that. Oh, this is not my beautiful house. And this is not my beautiful wife. What have I done? And you have 6 children there. And how did I get this? But we do many things unconsciously. It's very few things, if you look at your life, that you have really done consciously, that you really wanted to do. But don't panic because of that. It's normal. But as you start getting more conscious, you have to deal with the situation. Doesn't mean you have to change it. Like I say, be aware all when they are talking about me, because this is many women, they come, oh, I want to have a child, and, you know, getting pregnant, all these things. I say, be aware. It's very difficult to put it back again. Sometimes it's hard to get it out also, but even worse. No, you lost your sleep when the boys were born, no? That's the thing, that's one of the things that can happen, you never know. How can I deal with this fear of not belonging? Then you coming, the only way that I know is to know yourself. That is meditation, which is again very difficult to do. The best way I know is to be in a place where you feel meditation and you feel the real and you feel the truth. That is what I did. I don't know how I could manage without my master. So, when you have the opportunity, which I have a feeling you have, and he might also, he likes to go to Brazil. And the children, I know I checked in with them, they like to be on the praia, on the beach. So if you have the opportunity, this is what I think will help for everybody, not only for you, but be in the situation here and there where you get this joy again. And you can run on the beach and you can scream a bit and you can meditate a bit and you can just be a child with your children. And that is the best, because in the society you get into all the roles and it's strangling your true spirit. It is strangling you to be false, because you want to be real. Everybody wants to be real, but they don't know. And it's scary. And you have to meet that fear to become real. It's the only way. Because when you start coming closer to yourself and relaxing, then you will belong. Because you wouldn't be here if you don't belong. So how did this idea come, that we don't belong, that we have fear? All these things, how did it happen? Most probably because you are a sensitive woman and it's difficult to fit into a hard society. And then you try and try and try and try to fit in, which is very difficult if you have a feeling inside, this is not how it should be. But you're not strong enough also to break out, which is totally normal. And when you come here, then you realize that there is a different way. And you are longing for that way. But you have to see on your life, and luckily you have a good partner who can also you can talk to, and see what you can do in your life. And when you are there in Stockholm or wherever, use your body more. Go a little crazy so the body can get out all the things that it's been repressed in it. And if they have a center that do dynamic or go jogging or do kundalini at home or whatever, I don't know your situation, because some places it's not so good to start screaming in your apartment. It depends on your neighbors. If you have a house in the country, it's fine. Otherwise, you might get problems with that also. This is how society is. That's why it's so good here. We have nobody. Only the moose and the fox and these, they like it. They have no judgments towards you that you should behave like this. No, no. It's totally fine. But all these things is just all things that will go away as you come more back. But I'm not saying it's easy. Even though I know it can happen in the blink of an eye, but normally it takes a lot of preparation to come to that. Because your habits, and you have been keeping this for so long, if it's for since your children were born, or if it was 45 years ago, it doesn't matter, but the habits are very deep. So you need the right climate, which is what I'm trying to provide you, so you can just become free and ordinary again. You say, I had a beautiful retreat this spring when I really had some moments of truth, and especially when being in nature. That's what I'm telling you. This can help a lot. Because when you are, and everybody is natural, because you are part of nature. But no, it's not even so natural to be in nature. Much more people live in the cities. So that can help a lot. Whenever you can, go to the nature, come here, come to the place in Brazil, go to places in wherever you are. Because the park and the nature, it reminds you of the natural. You can relax. Nobody is judging you. Nobody wants you to be something else. I can feel both you and Osho walking with me. Yes, we are walking with you and we will push you on. Because that is the only path there is, and we want you to be happy. So together we can do it. So that's the thing, who you are listening to, you know. You've been listening to so many people and all the society, and they want you to be like, maybe even your own family. Who is caring about your natural spirit? Your innocent heart, your inner child. Nobody's caring about that. And then you can never feel that you are at home if you are not connected with your real truth. Hugs and huge thank you for being a light in the dark. Yes, yours, Prashanti. Okay, Prashanti. I don't know. You know, I'm not, I'm more, I am a kind of a heart surgeon, but I'm not such a physical doctor. I'm more like a other kind of doctor. So you have to take care of that. But if you start doing more physical things and cutting down on the medicine, I think that's a good beginning, because that takes also time, because the body gets used to it. My sister came with a sticker which made her think of me yesterday. It's a picture of a housewife on the phone with two children behind her saying, I child-proofed my house, but still they got in. It's not so easy. And no, Nero, she knows what you're talking about. All the mothers know what you're talking about. Because how to keep those monsters out? All children are half angels, half monsters, just like us. And then it depends which one comes forth. Who do you feed through your life? Is it your angel side or is it the monster side? Unconscious, the monster. Most monsters grow up. Look at them. All over the world. only if you're conscious, then you start feeding your angel side. Then you die happy, like an angel. Otherwise, the monsters, they don't like. It's like that. So the best way to take care of the children also, you be happy. No, Chanda. You are staying here now? How long you stay there? No, how long you been here?
2 months.
And how is it going?
Very good.
Very good? But no, it starts getting cold now. That's okay, no? You see, you say, beloved master, waking up with the birds and the trees is amazing. I'm moving slowly from fear to life and settling in my new life in the forest. That's exactly what I told Prashanti. Slowly. Because now you have taken a step. Enough was enough. You really did it. All the power to you. And only when you do a change in the physical reality, that's the first. It's very difficult to change the inner if you don't have guts to change the outer for something better. No, you have done it. And slowly, I'm slowly moving from fear to life. It's great. That is the proof. I couldn't have done it without your help and the help of my friends, and for that I'm very grateful. I feel the silence and the peace slowly moving in, and I know this is where I belong. I feel at home here. You feel at home here because you can be yourself. And maybe your whole life you had forgotten that. But this was your conscious choice. You did it. You stood up for it. You stood up for what your heart, your soul wanted. This is the outcome. This is the price you gain. Silence, peace is slowly moving in. You see, this is what I mean. You have to take responsibility for your life. What can I do? What can I do to help myself? No, enough is enough. I'm tired. And as soon as you... They always said that. Take one step towards God and He takes 1,000 towards you. This starts settling in something new. It is a blessing to be living under your wings. Thank you so much for giving me a new life. A life that is worth living for. I love you, Chanda. Very good. That is the people I want to be happy living life. Then we create something. That's what people need. It's an oasis. The people feel home and they can take down, put down the defenses, the fear, everything, and just be themselves. Let all the tension and ideas go. And then before you know it, everything is healed. the society, people and the doctors and the shrinks and the psychiatrists and all this, they look, why are people so stressed? Why can't they sleep? Why have they fear? This and that and this and that. And the only thing, because they don't know. There is not their experience, anything. Everything is just from the book. Then they give you medicine, no? Take medicine, you feel better. So the reason why all these problems, people can't sleep, they are so full of fear, they are lost, they don't belong, they are angry, they are full of stress, is that they have forgotten themselves. They don't find the peace in them. So if you don't have any peace, if you don't have any silence, if you don't have any connected with your heart, with your love, then how can you relax then? How can you feel good? So the whole system is just stressed, full of stress, because you don't have the link to your center. You have forgotten total about that which is sacred, that which is divine, that which is peaceful, loving, at rest. And before that is established, it's impossible. No medicine can do it, no therapy can do it. You have to be again connected with that which is peaceful, with that which is divine, with the source. That's the only way. As soon as that happens, then the healing spread outward. This nobody can show you because nobody talks about it. This is what is happening only, this is what's happening in satsang. But it's not easy because you've been disconnected so long that you need time to come back. You need time to come back and connect, to be re-established. Otherwise, nothing in the society is supporting that. Because everybody has forgotten. It's of no value to the society. Meditation has no value. Happiness has no value. It's value if you have a tricky mind. So before this is realized and you start moving towards that, there cannot be any peace. And that peace might not come instantly because you have to re-establish the connection again. And you have to stand up for that. And as soon as you stand up for it, just a little bit, then peace, understanding, relaxation, it will start dawning on you. Because that is the sign of that you're moving in the right direction. That's just what Chanda said when she took that decision and moved. And that happens for many, many, many people. So it depends where you are in your life, on what stage you are, how ready you are, how much you are longing for peace. The more the peace is available. But are you available? That only a disciple, only a devotee would want to get wake up. Most people, they don't want to get this stuff. That is the difference between a disciple, a devotee, and ordinary people. They want to wake up and they trust the master. They understand that I'm doing this only for you. So they say, okay, whatever it is, I'm ready to face it. Look at my stains. Because I want to be free now. Enough is enough. Mm-hmm. May everyone feel at home and find peace. Aum Shanti.